WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Financial issues plague us all, especially in these times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these uncertain financial times weekdays from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Owners of some bars and breweries could meet this week with a top state official to discuss the possibility of reopening those types of businesses. Over the weekend, Halsey Bashiers, the secretary of Florida's Department of Business and Professional Regulation, said he plans to have talks with some proprietors, this in the wake of a warning from the state's brewing industry that many Florida breweries could fold within a month if they continue to be prohibited from serving beer at their locations. A former mayor of Jacksonville, who's the current president of the city council, had a lung transplant over the weekend. While Tommy Hazuri recovers, Vice President Sam Newby will step in for him. Throughout Florida, there are now over 423,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, which have claimed more than 5,800 lives. 139 people in Duval County have died out of over 19,500 infections. That's 17 more deaths than we had before the weekend. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Partly cloudy early, then scattered thunderstorms are expected by the afternoon. Today's high 91. This evening, we may get a stray shower or thunderstorm and an overnight low of 75. Right now, 72 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With now less than 100 days before the November election, the Trump campaign is looking for a game change as Joe Biden continues to lead. A new report finds 1.8 million small businesses have temporarily or permanently closed due to the coronavirus. And the NCAA College Football Championship games will be put on hold.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, we got a lot of news to get to. Thanks so much for tuning in. Monday, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. What's the just typical summer day? Rain?
Yeah, well, you know, it starts off a little clear and then rain in the afternoon. Typical.
All right.
Typical August
weather.
What
am I asking that question for? Anyway, so hey, it's good to have everybody here all the way with you tonight, AM. Sit back, enjoy the morning commute. I promise you, it'll be the three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio right here on Talk Radio WBOB. All right, let's get on with the news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, crime still continues to break out. Not in every big city here in the country, but a lot of cities that have been dealing with this over the last month.
Clashes erupting across the country. Person shot and killed at a Black Lives Matter protest in Austin, Texas. The suspect is now in custody. In Seattle, police declaring a riot after a construction site is torched. 21 police are hurt. 45 people are arrested.
Portland seeing its 59th straight night of unrest. Police using tear gas on rioters after they bring down a federal courthouse fence. And police declaring an unlawful assembly in Richmond, Virginia, after rioters set a dump truck on fire outside police headquarters.
Now, it's moving into some more rural areas than some of the rural states out there. But what do you do? Do you just ignore it? Most of these are run by big city mayors that mostly happen to be Democrats. Host of the Greg Gutfeld Show, Greg Gutfeld says, when it comes to crime, should we save it or let the criminals take over?
So why are all crimes suddenly legal in a protest? And what happens when you give in to the protesters? The crimes only get worse. It's like giving free drugs to a junkie. Any attempt at communication is seen as weakness, which eggs on the mob. So the question remains, what do you do now in the face of violence? The libs and the media want the feds to do nothing, even as the city leaders do nothing too. Everyone thinks the best thing to do is nothing, except nothing in the face of crime will mean more crime. But maybe we should let them win this battle. Let the mob run democratic cities. Maybe then the businesses and citizens will speak up to save their city. Or maybe not.
Due from COVID-19, almost 2 million businesses currently have gone under and won't be coming back. Fox Business Network, Ashley Webster.
Small businesses. We've got a new report that says over 1.8 million of them have either temporarily or permanently closed in the second quarter because of the virus. That's a big number.
A lot of that does with the shutdowns. What's going to happen with the next stimulus? Will it address the concerns of a lot of those that have been shut down?
For Leader McConnell, it's about liability protections. For Speaker Pelosi and Democrats, it's about funding for underserved communities. But there are also a series of tax credits for the private sector that are going to be incredibly fascinating to watch, including the notion of providing tax credits to companies and corporations that might have to furlough or lay off workers by the end of the year.
Kevin Sorelli from Bloomberg News says some of those businesses that have gone out or temporarily gone out, if they can stay a little bit open for at least the meantime, they could get one of those tax credits.
If they keep them on their payroll, they could qualify for some significant financial assistance. And the tension right now is it safer to provide financial assistance to people who are out of work, or is it better for the country to provide incentive to get employees safely back to work?
When it comes to COVID lockdowns and shutdowns, as you know, the Democrats in the state of Florida have said, well, we didn't shut down quick enough. Then we reopened too early out there. But poll numbers show coming up on Election Day, even in the state of Florida and many other swing states, if Biden is leading, and the recent Fox News poll shows that he is, but if you look at the breakdowns, if there are lockdowns and shutdowns taking place, the race begins to become a dead even matching place between Trump and Biden on Election Day.
Biden has an 8-point lead over Trump nationally in a new Fox News poll, but the Biden lead shrinks to just 3 points over Trump if COVID-19 closures of restaurants and other businesses remain in place on Election Day.
So those numbers do change on Election Day if it happens. School reopenings. This is still a big issue here in the state of Florida.
Associated Press poll finds only 8% of Americans say school should reopen as usual. 14% say it would be possible with minor adjustments, but 46% say it would take major adjustments. And there is a big split between Democrats and Republicans over keeping schools closed. 44% of Democrats say schools should not reopen. Just 14% of Republicans think that.
Fox News' John Roberts. President Trump says we're going to spend over $100+ billion on school safety. And if the unions don't want to open up, then fine, then all of that money should go to parents and let them decide where they want to send their children.
We're asking Congress to provide $105 billion to schools as part of the next coronavirus relief bill. This money is in addition to the $30 billion we secured for schools and universities earlier this year. Schools do not reopen. The funding should go to parents to send their child to public, private, charter, religious, or homeschool of their choice. The key word being choice. If the school is closed, the money should follow the student, so the parents and families are in control of their own decision.
As you know, the teachers union here, teachers union, Florida Education Association here, Roger, that they still have a lawsuit going on against Governor Ron DeSantis. They say, overall, we don't want to let any of the schools open up until we can get more money, until the school safety is put in. But now legal experts say that, hey, wait a second, this is viable. I mean, people want schools to reopen. They want a lot of more health concerns addressed. But according to Robert Schalk, defense attorney on Fox News, says schools reopening, he goes, it doesn't matter what side you may be looking at, there will be lawsuits.
To allow students to go back with no social distancing, with no hand sanitizer stations, with no temperature checks, with no masks, you're asking for more lawsuits down the road from both individuals, school districts, etc. I think the teachers union does have a strong foothold right now. However, if individual school districts and the state come up with a program showing that they can show protection for the kids, these teachers are going to be forced to make a tough decision. Is this political gameplay where they don't want to go back to work and want to be paid in full to stay at home? Or is this legitimate? Okay, now we have our protections in place.
Now look at this real quick. So he's saying that the unions could be called out,
right?
Because if the school safety measures are in place,
right?
And by the way, let's remind everybody that the school unions in the state don't want any of the schools to reopen, but a majority of schools have sat back and said, we're giving you a timeline. We're going to do it maybe the third week in August, could be the fourth week in August, but that's the time frame. But Roger, wait. You don't have enough hand sanitizer? I'm suing you. What? You ain't got enough masks for my kids? I'm suing you.
I'm suing. We're a sue crazy culture. But here's the deal. If you have as many hand sanitizer stations as needed, masks for every kid, you put up the plexiglass dividers between the desks, You're not going to be able to keep kids away from each other. That is the nature of how kids interact with one another. You're not going to be able to convince them, the young kids who are like in kindergarten, first, second, and third grade, that they can't play with each other. It's going to be a huge enforcement job just for the teachers to keep kids separated.
Fox News Judicial Senior Analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano was asked about the lawsuit. He says, as much as I like school choice, because I think when it comes to school safety, unfortunately, the teachers union may win out on this one.
Florida teachers union is suing to stop reopening of schools next month, saying they're not protected enough. Again, is this another thing where it's the eye of the beholder who decides what protections are adequate and that this is a workplace safety issue?
They have, in my opinion, I'm sorry to say this because I want the schools to open, but they have a very strong case. The Florida Constitution expressly requires municipalities to maintain a safe environment, and in Florida, requiring officials to bend over backwards to assure a safe and thorough education. But I do believe that under Florida law, they have a very strong case, and I think they're likely to prevail.
Judge Napolitano says, based on the way the Constitution is written up in Florida, it looks like they could possibly prevail. Another big school item out there, Rogers, we know you don't mess with the son or daughter's high school football scholarships that could get them into an NCAA school. As you know that.
Yeah.
They don't want it messed with. Well, we're going to be talking about this with some of our guests. Where is it happening? Some school decisions locally, when high school sports should start, how is the safety measures going to take place? But now, the NCAA Division I's is telling all of you parents out there, hey, we just need a little bit more time. The NCAA Board of Governors have held off making any decisions about whether to hold championship events in the fall sports during the COVID pandemic. The NCAA says they're continuing to monitor health conditions around the country and the implementation of COVID-19 guidelines we issued last week. They say that they may hold off until fall championships and to determine what may happen with regular season championships. How many of you all watched a baseball game recently?
There are some new rules for the 60-game season. The National League adds a designated hitter. A runner on second base will begin extra innings, and there'll be no face-to-face arguments with umpires. Major League Baseball also announced it will show support for the Black Lives Matter movement. Earlier this week, some San Francisco Giants players and the manager kneeled during the national anthem at an exhibition game.
I saw that happen quite a bit over that. And I'm telling you, what we're hearing from people, they're like, you know, I wanted to watch the game. Can we just skip all the political correctness?
Well, here's the deal. You know, when I was, you know, scrolling through the channels and I happened to have stumbled upon a game in progress, I didn't see it at the very beginning and it didn't dawn on me that they may have kneeled beforehand.
Right.
I thought that it was as cheesy as all get out to have cutouts of fans behind first place. I'm thinking, what in the world? We're living in the 21st century. We've got technology. Get EA Sports to help you put some real animation going on there on the stands.
Coming up next, Facebook shutdowns a rally to support the police. The posts were shut down. We'll get into all that in a few moments. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600-904-831-0600. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Roads are still looking pretty good, but as always, we have some light traffic at NAS Jax. Add an extra 2 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Plenty of sunshine in the morning, afternoon showers expected later, the high 91. This evening, a chance of rain possible with an overnight low of 75, right now 72 degrees.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7888. That's 904-213-7888. Or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Dr. Eric Aguilar, retired U.S. Navy chief, is ready to serve as your next representative in Congress for Florida's 4th District, serving Nassau, St. John's, and parts of Duval County.
After serving the people of our country, it's time for me to continue my service with the people in our communities. I'm stepping up to the front line to work for families all across the First Coast, from Fernandina Beach and Hilliard to Jacksonville, down to St. Augustine, and everywhere in between. Are you ready to get to work with me?
Cast your vote by August 18th. I'm Dr. Eric Aguilar, and I approve this message.
EricForCongress.com.
Paid for by Eric Aguilar, congressional race candidate.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With schools reopening soon, some legal analysts say expect lawsuits to be filed over school safety. Facebook shuts down a page promoting rallies supporting the police. And the South Florida Sun Sentinel reports testing for COVID-19 among children has shown errors.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, a real quick question before we get to the calls. Baseball, Major League Baseball is now going to do the Black Lives Matter. They're kneeling down like the football. Does this mean you'll stop watching the games? Just asking. 831-0600. 904-831-0600. Alan on line one. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's going on this morning?
All right. I'm going to throw a net kind of far and wide on you here.
All right.
Okay. So, you're looking at the polls right now, and I mean, some of the swing states are definitely in play, it looks like. All right? I think it's a toss-up where we go from here. And my question is if on the off chance they lose the Senate and the House, you know, the Dems still hold the House, obviously, and Biden wins, what's going to go on with this debt and deficit and that argument?
Yeah, it all will increase. Impeachment will probably happen up again.
Well, he's implying that Biden's in office at that point.
That's what I'm saying. Impeachment will happen. Wait, if the Wait. Roger's looking at me like I just walked on his grave. Roger, if the Democrats win the Senate and the House and Biden's there, there will be... No, I'm sorry. If Biden is there, good point. I was thinking... I was reading some emails earlier of Trump. I'm sorry.
Impeach him out of Trump's tower.
Duh, maybe it's too early for me. Where are the conservatives on this? Do they all turn out to be deficit hawks now?
Yeah, where's Rand Paul, you know? I mean, I ain't heard peep out of him, you know. I mean, a little bit here and there, but...
Oh, he called all his GOP colleagues last week a bunch of Bernie bros for going along with his stimulus.
Yeah, okay, all right. So he's finally showing up. And I don't know. You know, I'm no economist. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if we need to spend it or not. But, I mean, I've been watching this game played for the last 35, 40 years now. And, I mean, it's going to be the same cycle.
What do you think? Why, when you look at poll numbers, I understand it's got COVID going on, defunding the police, Black Lives Matter. I understand sometimes it's the flavor of the month. Why do you think... sometimes the debt and deficit does become like a top three issue, but overall never really sinks in with voters. What do you think?
You know, the last time it mattered to me, well, it's always kind of mattered, but I voted for Perot. You know, I'm that far back.
All right.
And that was his big thing, was that debt and deficit. And I think it mattered. Clinton obviously still won, but look at them. They made them balance it, you know, by the second term. So, I mean, I think it would have been way more if Perot would have won it. But that, you know, that always stuck with me, Perot's stance on that. You know, and of course we've watched it, you know, it blew up under Bush, It had blown up under Reagan, and it didn't slow down under Obama.
You know, I wonder, and thanks for the call. I wonder that we keep hearing over the next now focus for me for a second, folks. You have SSI, you have SSDI, you've got certain parts of Medicare and of Social Security, so it's not all lumped in the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about over the next several years that certain payments won't be able to be paid out for certain smaller parts of the programs and things of that nature. I think when that starts coming out, then you're going to sit back and go, well, wait a second. Why can't I have some of this if I paid into it? Well, either you didn't want to recognize it enough by going to maybe your town hall differing with either the Republican or Democratic individual, or maybe you blame it on Congress who didn't do enough by maybe cutting spending in some areas, solving it up the other areas, or say back and say, hey, instead of spending more new taxes in one area that we don't need, let's make sure this program is solvent. And so I don't know. I think when you start running, it's kind of like sitting back going, hey, I don't have enough money. Let me blame my financial guy. Okay, whatever you want to do. Or maybe you didn't prepare down the road as he told you need to be prepared.
Yeah, that's a possibility. But I think people are looking at Social Security. I think they hope it's going to be kicked down the road, the problems with it. But honestly, eventually the money's going to run out.
The money has to, or somebody else's money runs out. So, but evidently, you know, here's the interesting thing. People keep asking, follow me without getting too deep in the weeds here. Don't quote me on this number. All right. I mean, even I, who has a economics reporter for years, I never delve into this. What is the, you've got a gross amount and a net worth amount after taxes, all that kind of stuff. What is the economy? What is the country worth overall? Estimates, wealth, land, gold, oil? Like, I've been told, I don't know. Couple hundred trillion dollars?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's probably worth a lot, though.
Yeah.
And you factor in all the real estate and the minerals and
the U.S. dollar, whether it's prop up or not, is still strong in some areas, still the greatest place to invest. So the question has to be that, okay, let's say now we got a debt of 23. Let's say the economy's worth $225 million, just a hypothetical trillion, excuse me. So now 10% of our economy is now in debt.
Okay.
You sit back and go, well, 90%. Well, that's also true, but you've also got unfunded liabilities down the road. Let's say that that jacks it up to 30%. Now you started getting into a number where it's danger, Will Robinson, danger. You know, that's what you got to start looking out for, that now 30% of your economy has to go pay down, or your worth has to go pay down debt that you still got to pay interest on.
Right. That doesn't hit home with people until they think, how is that going to hit my back pocket?
Yeah.
And when people start thinking of it that way, then things could possibly change.
Let me ask you this. If nobody resonates with deficit spending, in other words, it only stinks when your guy's not in office or gal. Here's the question. When does this become an issue? Do you sit back and say, okay, fine, we spent all this money with COVID. If Trump or Biden wins, I mean, we know Biden's going to spend money. Trump should be able to come in and go, hey, listen, we're going to start cutting spending like Guten Blue. I think he's going to do that if he gets in office. We're going to start cutting spending. And why not have an appetite to cut spending when you just jacked everything up by $6 to $8 trillion over the last 4 months?
There is no pressure on the elected officials cut spending. If you or I rack up debt and we can't pay our bills every month, we start getting telephone calls. The power company cuts off our electricity. There's pressure on us to maintain a certain budget. There is no pressure on Washington, D.C.
That's a good point.
All.
You're exactly correct. 625-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 295 northbound at mile marker 21, we have a tree trunk in the right lane. Definitely be aware, and we can't see everything that's out there. So if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy early, scattered thunderstorm is this afternoon. The high will be 91. We're expecting a chance of rain tonight with a low of 75. Right now, 73 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Tired of COVID-19? Social distancing got you down? Hangar Bay Cafe has the solution. Hangar Bay Cafe at 2294 Mayport Road is accepting online orders at hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or DoorDash delivery. Or call for pickup or curbside service 247-3301. 247-3301. Fried Chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida, along with ramen, seafood, and more. HangarBayCafe.com for pickup or delivery, or 247-3301 for pickup or curbside service.
Have 20 minutes to spare this week? You can get a complete workout that will make you stronger and healthier in just 20 minutes once a week. Sound intriguing? Fit 20 is a revolutionary science-based training program that can help you get back into shape after all this stay-at-home stuff, whether you are 18 or 80. When you go, there's never more than two people and a personalized trainer who walks you through every minute of your training. Everything is sanitized, there are temperature checks, and trainers are masked. The Fit 20 studio is kept super cool, so you don't sweat, no need to shower, or even change into workout clothes. Go in shorts and flip-flops. It's so unique. There are only six in the entire country, and two of those just opened in Jacksonville. One in Jacks Beach and the other at Tapestry Park, both super easy to get to. It's so unique, you need to see it for yourself. So check them out on Facebook at Fit 20 Jacks Beach or Fit 20 Tapestry Park. You can try it out for free, and they have a special, just $99 for 4 weeks. Get stronger, get healthier, sleep better. Fit 20. Fit in 20 minutes just once a week.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
There are some new rules for the 60-game season. The National League adds a designated hitter. A runner on second base will begin extra innings, and there'll be no face-to-face arguments with umpires. Major League Baseball also announced it will show support for the Black Lives Matter movement. Earlier this week, some San Francisco Giants players and the manager kneeled during the national anthem at an exhibition game.
All right, 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Many of you back in 2017 after it was the beginning. Well, it was the beginning of football season. It was the Jacksonville Jaguars that started the kneeling down. Back then, many of you got ticked off. It hurt a lot of businesses. I mean, businesses losing 8 to 10% of their profits. That is a big loss in many cases when you look at the profit margin. How many of y'all are going to be watching the 60, or now is it less than 60 day games of the Major League Baseball? Are they kneeling down? Are they doing things for the Black Lives Matter? Did they honestly realize what they're doing out there? Does this make you not want to watch the games? Or are some of you going to sit back and go, I don't like it, but Raj, I'm still going to watch the games? I think a lot of people probably fall into that.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, these people don't really understand the manifesto that Black Lives Matter wrote, yeah, to be frank with you. They just think that, okay, everybody's life matters, include black people.
Coming up next, more misreporting of COVID-19 in Florida. And guess where one of the biggest areas of misreporting? Among children by mainstream newspapers. We'll get to all that coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio AM 600, 101.1 FM WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Coronavirus relief takes center stage later today on Capitol Hill, with Senate Republicans expected to unveil another package aimed at helping the country weather the pandemic. It is expected to include another round of $1,200 direct payments to individuals. President Trump will highlight progress on a coronavirus vaccine when he visits North Carolina later today. Dozens of people arrested, scores of police officers injured in rioting over the weekend in various cities, including Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and Louisville, Kentucky. In Austin, Texas, one protester was fatally shot. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 126 points, S&P futures 17 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 92. More details at srnnews.com.
Thank you.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borton. 139 people in Duval County have died out of more than 19,500 COVID-19 infections. St. Johns County, meanwhile, has over 2,900 cases, Clay over 2,500, and Nassau's got over 900. There were strong emotions and pointed opinions on both sides, but everything stayed verbal and peaceful at protests at the Confederate monument in St. Augustine yesterday. Since the city commission voted to remove it, the monument has been fenced off. Owners of some bars and breweries could meet this week with a top state official to discuss the possibility of reopening those types of businesses. Over the weekend, Halsey Bashirs, the secretary of Florida's Department of Business and Professional Regulation, said he plans to have talks with some proprietors. This in the wake of a warning from the state's brewing industry that many Florida breweries could fold within a month if they continue to be prohibited from serving beer. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
The conservative choice for North Florida? Governor Ron DeSantis and North Florida sheriffs agree. Jennifer Bradley for Florida Senate. Lifelong conservative and rock-solid Republican. Bradley will stand with President Trump and fight for our values here and in Tallahassee. A mother and small business owner, Bradley is 100% pro-life and pro-Second Amendment. Jennifer Bradley will stand with law enforcement, stop liberals from defunding our police, fight to end sanctuary cities, and defend the rule of law. Jennifer Bradley will work alongside Governor DeSantis to revive Florida's economy, raise teacher pay, better fund our public schools, and balance Florida's budget while keeping taxes low. That's why Governor DeSantis and local sheriffs agree. The conservative choice for North Florida? Clearly, simply, Bradley for Florida Senate. Paid for by Jennifer Bradley, Republican for Florida Senate, District 5.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On 295 northbound at mile marker 21, we have a tree trunk in the right lane. Definitely be aware, and we can't see everything that's out there. So if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy early, scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. The high will be 91. We're expecting a chance of rain tonight with a low of 75. Right now, 73 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new report finds 1.8 million small businesses have temporarily or permanently closed due to the coronavirus. The NCAA says college football championship games will be put on hold. And now, with less than 100 days before the November election, the Trump campaign is looking for a game change as Joe Biden continues his lead.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, don't forget, you can always catch the podcast after the morning show. Just go to WBOB.com, click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. Also go, while you're there, at the website, do it through your smartphones, your Android phones at WBOB.com, and download that radio app, put it on your smartphones, your Android phones. Again, there is no cost, no monthly charge. Just go to WBOB.com. Again, that's WBOB.com. Let's continue on with the news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, we have all these BLM protest rallies that they want to promote. A lot of them, I mean, COVID wasn't talked about. We haven't attributed any spikes in COVID due to the protests out there. It's all of you Trump people out there that have been wanting to protest. But when it comes to promoting it on Facebook, has it been shut down on the BLM side? I haven't seen any. What about when it comes to those supporting the police, a story that, as you know, many groups throughout the weekend and throughout the several days have what's been calling a rally around the blue out there. I didn't realize the story until someone sent it to me, that now, according to Facebook, they took down some of the posts by those supporting Blue Lives Matter or the Blue Rally. Listen to one of the spokesperson, Kyle Reyes.
You had, past tense, a Facebook page detailing the event. You say Facebook shut it down.
Yeah, we had more than 6,300 people had already RSVP'd to the event on Facebook. And as of last night, Facebook took down the page with no explanation. Now, we know that Facebook has taken down the pages of other rallies and events over the last 6 months. We just didn't expect it to happen with a Back the Blue event.
Again, Kyle Reed, spokesperson for one of the groups. Again, Facebook can do whatever it's want. Just kind of interesting that they took down promoting a blue rally out there. Story we covered before. Some of you wanted to say, hey, wait, what was that story about? According to a new poll, most of you are all afraid to share what you really think when it comes to politics. For example, when Thanksgiving dinner comes around, you really want to let you know your liberal brother-in-law or your conservative sister-in-law, you really want to let them have it, don't you?
Americans say they are afraid to speak their minds. A new poll finds 62% of people have political views they now say they're afraid to share. And these concerns do cross party lines. The majority of Democrats, independents, and Republicans all agree they don't feel safe to speak their minds on politics. There was one group that self-identified that said they feel that they have complete freedom to speak out. These are people who describe themselves as, quote, strong liberals. 58% of them said they have no worries at all. 77% of conservatives said they do not feel safe sharing anything. That was the biggest group. Now, does that give credence to what the president has said? Is there is a silent majority out there not feeling safe to talk about it or talk to pollsters or post on Facebook, but they're going to show up at the ballot box. A third of the people in the survey also said they actually think it could cost them their job or promotion. And we hear stories about people saying, listen, they found out I was a Trump supporter and either I got demoted or I didn't get the gig. They're not going to say that, but people worry that that's what's behind these employment
decisions. Fox host, Fox News at Night host Shannon Brame. So it's amazing. 70, if you look at overall, it was 62% overall that kept their mouths quiet. The majority of people out there that just don't talk about it, mm-hmm. which many times when I go with friends, I don't want to talk politics all the time. Some of you take a little hint by that. 77% of conservatives say we don't talk about it. They're not wearing all of their MAGA hats, the new face mask that say Trump on it, 2020. Yeah. I actually picked up a few of those for some friends, believe it or not. Uh-huh. And yet they don't talk about it. But the group who isn't afraid to talk about it is the liberal left. Why is that?
You know, I don't know for sure. A funny conversation I had with my sister going back, I think it was in the 1990s, and we talked about politics real quickly. She says she's going to write in the name Mickey Mouse. I think once some people get emotionally invested at a high level in their politics, it's difficult to disagree with them. You know, I was at lunch with a friend of mine a while back. We were talking about politics. Somebody's name came up who was running for office he didn't like. He was ready to throw a plate across the restaurant. When people, when their emotional investment in politics gets to that level, it can be a little dangerous to talk about.
To you listening, how often do you talk politics? How many of the conservatives out there are wearing their MAGA hats? That's not at a Trump boat rally, by the way. Are you guys going out? But isn't it interesting when you look at this? This is what I wanted to address. It's interesting when you look at this that the majority of those of liberals don't have a problem with speaking their mind. Why? Because why not? They're getting coverage. They're getting protection. And to find out, you put him on hold, to find out, Roger, that the bottom line is that they're going to tag you if you work with somebody at work and they don't like your views, if they can find you out on Facebook or whatever, they wanted to demote you because maybe you talk politics. Now, first off, here's the question. I think if you're working on a job and it's a safe environment, you can talk about both sides. I don't think anybody really has a problem without everybody trying to give your opinion. Nobody wants to hear opinion all the time. But I think sometimes when you're there to work, you're there to work. Read the Bible maybe on your lunch. Read it after work. If you want to talk politics, do it on your phone outside of the work environment so you don't get in trouble. But liberals were more willing to go after conservatives who might have had a view that they totally differed with, but in order to demote them or get them fired out of job.
Exactly. Now, no employer is going to be dumb enough to say, okay, I'm going to fire you because of your political views. What they'll start to do is look with a microscope at anything else that they can probably find as a cause. But the real cause, however, might be that person's political positions.
Hey, when it comes to eliminating, you ready for this? Anything that has to do with Southern heritage, the Ku Klux Klan, which is fine with me, Jim Crow. We want to eliminate history. I don't say you should eliminate history. If you want to eliminate those that have been attributed to the founders of some of these groups out there, hey, knock yourself out. If you want to change the name of a school named after Nathan Bedford Forrest, who was the founder of the Klan, correct, Raj?
Right.
Hey, no problem with that. But if you want to get rid of history, isn't it possible that you may have to get rid of the name of the Democratic Party? Listen to Texas Republican Louie Gohmert.
the Democratic Party. They're the ones that pushed Jim Crow laws because of the Ku Klux Klan's influence. That were an extension of the Democratic Party. So if we're going to hold the Democrats to the same standards that they want to hold everybody else to and get rid of any vestiges of slavery, it means getting rid of the Democratic Party. And so we're just trying to hold them to the same standards they want to hold everybody else to.
Come on, you got to admit, that's hysterical out there. I mean, he's exactly correct on all
that. And the more people hear that, the more they'll probably look into the history of the Democratic Party and the Democrats, and maybe it could open up some eyes.
Civil rights activist Bob Woodson talks about the problem that's still going on in many of these cities out there. He says it is not being addressed, and he says the problems in the black community have all happened under the watchful eye of the Democrats.
What they're doing is falsely claiming that the failures of the last 60 years and most urban centers all over the country have been run by liberal Democrats. They also had to spend about $22 trillion on poverty money in these cities. And as a consequence, all of these inequities that they are talking about have been done on their watch. Spending went up as conditions deteriorated, but rather than address the reality of what they do is they point to institutional racism or right. factors that exempts them from any responsibility for taking care of these problems.
He brings up a great point. After 40 to 50 years of the Great Society, trillions of dollars being spent on those in poor communities out there, and now they want to turn around and blame everything on racism?
Well, you know what? That's a very, very complicated situation. You know, the Great Society in and of itself bad probably to, you know, take away the incentive for families to provide for themselves, but I think probably...
But money answereth all things, well, Roger. Money is the answer!
Probably the worst part of that was requiring families to break up as a condition of eligibility.
You still got boatloads of money going into the community. So if you got more money coming in, we're telling more money's not enough, then you got to find somewhere and send a boogeyman to blame it on, don't you?
Well, you know, the money alone is not going to fix everything. You
need well, that's not what I'm told by liberal left.
You want to have strong families. And unfortunately, the way it was rolled out, I think, was probably worse than the money itself.
Possibly.
What low-income blacks are facing is not bigotry or institutional racism. It is systematic neglect and abandonment and treasonous behavior. Bigotry is not their biggest challenge.
Right.
It's treason.
Yeah, how can it be bigotry underneath those that have been under the watchful eye of many of the Democrats out there? Charlemagne from The Breakfast Club. I refuse to call him his last two words because I don't know what that means. This is what he said about Joe Biden. Remember, this is the one where Biden says, you ain't black enough. Remember that?
Yes.
This is what Charlemagne had to say on The Breakfast Club.
People aren't enthused about Biden. They just don't like Trump. And that's not good. That's not a great motivator. That's not something that makes you get up on election day and say, hey, I have to vote. And when Joe Biden says certain things, he causes even more of a lack of enthusiasm. And you know America is in a terrible place when Kanye West seems like a viable option.
And to be frank with you, Kanye was tracking in the polls last week, getting a few numbers there going on.
Was he getting a few numbers?
Not enough to win, but enough to at least raise some eyebrows.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community.
You know, listen, all I'm just going to say, if you believe that the election hinges on those in the black community, it may work for Biden in South Carolina.
And there are those who believe that, including on the conservative side.
Yeah. In some areas. But if you believe, I would say states in South Carolina, mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to hinge in many others. I'm just saying, if you believe in that group is going to come out and push Biden over. I don't know when you get groups like individuals like this that just aren't enthused by Biden.
Mm-hmm. Well, Democrats can't win without black people going to the polls.
I would agree with you on that one. So, all right. More coming up next. Misreporting of deaths and even cases of COVID-19 in the state of Florida among children. All of this coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to get a little bit of light traffic on Beach Boulevard headed east right between 295 and Kernan. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy early, scattered thunderstorm is this afternoon. The high will be 91. We're expecting a chance of rain tonight with a low of 75. Right now, 73 degrees.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle, and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, Lighthouse Retirement.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Facebook shuts down a page promoting rallies supporting the police. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports testing for COVID-19 among children has shown errors. And with school reopening soon, some legal analysts say expect lawsuits to be filed over school safety.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
When we were in office and we had the financial meltdown, the president put me in charge of getting out the recovery money, which was 800 and, I don't know, excuse me, it was 80, almost $89 billion.
Is that your final answer? Okay, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Joe Biden, 840, the Obama stimulus. He says he got 84 billion out. Now, maybe that's the reason why the recovery didn't happen. As
slip of the tongue, you know.
Really? He said it like three times, Ron.
Tell
me,
slip
it. Okay.
Okay, you're right.
Anyway.
You're
all right. Matt Caldwell, who is a Fox News Radio news analyst down in Southwest Florida, he's here on our newsmaker line. You know, I always have this argument, conversation with my other fellow conservatives. Oh, if Trump is leading in the polls, we buy the polls. If Trump isn't leading in the polls are fake.
Well, it really is a crazy time in this country, but I'm never one to really buy into polls. You talk about who doesn't answer them, talk about how much, you know, particularly these national organizations try to trick the numbers, play with who answers them and skew it to the one direction or the other. I just take the anecdotal evidence. I look around, I drive across this state, I drive across this country. I don't see enthusiasm for Biden. I see homemade Trump signs everywhere I go, hanging out in people's yards. This is not a campaign that Biden is winning from any sign I see looking out and around our community.
Talk to me. Let's talk about the school unions. Let me get the clip number. What is this, guys? This is clip number four. Here he is, one of the legal experts that was on Fox News, Robert Schlack, talks about, he's a defense attorney, about the schools reopening. He says no matter what you look at, lawsuits are going to end up happening over safety measures. Listen to this.
You allow students to go back with no social distancing, with no hand sanitizer stations, with no temperature checks, with no masks. You're asking for more lawsuits down the road from both individuals, school districts, et cetera. I think the teachers union does have a strong foothold right now. However, if individual school districts and the state come up with a program showing that they can show protection for the kids, these teachers are going to be forced to make a tough decision. Is this political gameplay where they don't want to go back to work and want to be paid in full?
He brings up a great point. Is it political gameplay? Evidently, there's a lawsuit that's been filed. Judge Andrew Napolitano thinks the unions are going to win. It's quite possible they may, based on school safety measures. You've got all of these school districts. And by the way, I'm the first one to admit, some have talked about opening up on August 10th in other parts of the state, down where you're at in Southwest Florida. It's a guideline. They say, well, we may do the online schooling around August the 10th, by the way, which technically is a reopening of the school. Thank you, Roger. Some listeners don't understand English. They come from the land of dyslexia. And the bottom line is, Matt, is that when it comes to that, the brick and mortars may not open up till late August out there. The school municipalities are sitting back. You know, you've got some in, you know, for example, up in Northwest Florida where you really don't have a problem with COVID-19. Should we just, I mean, if South Florida, which has a major increase, why don't we let them start at a later date instead of having one of these one unified system throughout the state? Where do you stand?
Well, the unified system goes back to trying to get kids through the first semester before Christmas break and standardizing the school year for everybody's expectations. But look, there is flexibility. Lee County, where I live, is going to go to August 31st. Down in southeast Florida, Dade County, they may go later. I think people will file lawsuits.
Right.
The danger the union needs to watch out for is lawsuits, though, from the taxpayers. You know, our taxpayers pay huge real estate bills to pay their salaries and particularly to pay for all these buildings. And if we end up in a scenario where school is delayed for weeks, months, people are going to start looking around and saying, why are we forking out all this money for buildings that aren't going to be used? And parents are going to learn maybe they don't need that traditional school system. This online learning, you know, maybe fewer hours in the classroom and the idea of really having the money to pay a teacher, follow the student, is going to take hold.
Right.
And the union's playing a high-risk game, in my mind, that parents figure out what the gig is.
And by the way, these school board members running for re-election are also doing the same. You wait. You know, we keep talking about this. You wait till after the election. Everything will change. No more protests. I say this in jest. No more COVID, but the schools will reopen out any school safety measures. I mean, yeah, the bottom line is you don't have enough hand sanitizer. You don't have enough masks to give out. You're going to have lawsuits out there. I think you're correct. I think if enough is placed on the unions, because if you sat back and said, okay, we're 80% there, the other 20% is very minor, but the unions want to hold out for more money, then that needs to be addressed. The question is, well, we know the newspapers aren't going to be addressing that issue for sure.
Well, the newspapers are almost out of business, so it's really venues like yours here, Ed, and the people that are still relevant to the conversation where you're going to hear this come up, and the voters are going to ultimately have their say, and I think the strongest motivator is always going to be the taxes, and
right.
If people aren't doing the job that they're being paid taxes for, voters are going to get fed up at some point.
By the way, we got to do a good news story one time. Down in, before I get a break here real quick, many of these school districts have nonpartisan races. And a lot of the liberals in red counties are getting into these districts as board elected members, are they not?
Oh, absolutely. It's their foothold to build a network and get themselves visibility. That's how they try to change over the control of the county.
That's right. Matt Caldwell, former state rep. Now he is a Fox News analyst for Fox News Radio down in Southwest Florida. Hey, good to have you on this morning.
Always a pleasure.
All right, coming up in just a few moments, we've been talking about this. We got the story ready to come up. Reported by the Sun, Florida South Sentinel, and CBS Channel 12. More misreporting on deaths. Some of the mainstream publications are actually picking up this news story. All of this coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see some light traffic on Beach Boulevard. What's going on, Patricia?
Beach Boulevard westbound at Hodges. There's a wreck and there might be blocking traffic coming from the beach going towards town.
Thanks, Patricia. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms develop this afternoon. Our high, 92. This evening, a chance of rain and a low of 75. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
So, here's some good news for a change.
Mary's husband had to go into full-time assisted living due to Alzheimer's. And since COVID, she hasn't been able to see him. After being apart for 114 days, she came up with a brilliant solution. She got a job washing dishes at the memory care unit. She said her husband immediately recognized her, even with her mask on, and they shared a long hug full of tears. She also said she doesn't really need the money, so she's going to use her next paycheck to do something nice for the staff. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
This crisis has made us realize what's important in our lives. Here at Donald Matthews Law, we realize that also. My firm handles a general practice consisting of bankruptcy, family law, personal injury, real estate, and estate planning. I'm a Jacksonville native and have been a practicing attorney in the area for almost 50 years. In a world where nothing is constant, we are. Call us for a free consultation, 904-695-3002. Law Office, Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is what you missed on America First. When we talk about statues being removed, who do you think did most of the removal? It wasn't the rioters. The majority, local authorities, caved to the extremists, caved to the rioters, and removed the statues themselves.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Big news story we're going to cover here in a few moments. I'm looking at some of the stories right here. This is coming from the South Florida Sun Sentinel that the health department in Florida heavily misreporting the positivity rates of children infected with COVID-19. South Florida Sun Sentinel. Not a right-wing public. This is kind of what they call the MSM, mainstream media. So on that one, also CBS News 12 in Miami, the Palm Beach County Medical Examiner's Office has to revisit COVID deaths. They found a boatload of errors. Oh, really? They only reported them when they were confronted by the media. Oh, yeah, 60-year-old man who died from a gunshot wound. It was COVID. Oh, yeah. The news is fine. By the way, the CDC says you don't need to be quarantined for 14 days. You only need to be quarantined for 10 days, but you don't need to be tested before you go to work. You just need to be fever-free for 24 hours. I'm reading it right now. This is what the CDC says. So we're learning all sorts of things out there, but yet we're being told that we need to go back to shutdowns. All right. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.